Welcome to All In with Ali podcast, the podcast for female entrepreneurs and business owners who are ready to create the life and business of their dreams. I am so happy you are here. Today, I'm going to share with you three reasons why I decided to invest over $180,000, $186.6 to be exact, in my business for 2023. And that's just one avenue. That's not total. So that's not the only way I'm going to invest in my business, but this is like one big investment. I'm going to give you three reasons why I decided to do that and walk you through this process in today's episode. So I'm peeling back the curtain big time in this one. This was a big decision. I thought about it for a few weeks and went back and forth, to be honest with you, but ultimately decided to go with it. And it's a done deal. The contract is signed and I'm very excited. So that's what we're talking about today. So what was this thing? What did I sign? I signed another contract to be in Unity Mastermind for another year. So Unity Mastermind is led by my mentor, Melanie Ann Layer. I am about to complete my very first year come March 4th, I believe is the conclusion of the first year. I signed up. If you've heard the backstory of this, I officially signed up at the end of 2021. But I couldn't get in yet. We had to wait. There was a wait list. So I was on a wait list until March, and I officially joined in the beginning of March in 2022. So my year is coming up, and a few days ago, I signed the contract to do year two. And I'm very excited about it. I'm going to be honest too. I am nervous about it too. I really am. There's a part of me that's because so much has shifted in life and I'm just coming out of this season of, you know, 2022 is so busy and so just on, you know, there was so much momentum built in 2022. And this year I haven't quite picked up that momentum yet. And it's a good thing. I'm not mad about it because I've really enjoyed a slower start to the year and I'm at genuinely such a good place in my business. But making this decision is me also committing to giving it all that I have again, to giving it, you know, not just coasting, but building back up that momentum and really committing to that. And again, like giving it all that I have again and again and again, which is what I will continue to be doing probably for the rest of my life. So it's like, okay, all right, we're doing this. This is a huge, huge, for me right now, a really big financial investment. So if you're wondering what $186,600 a year breaks down to a month, it's $15,555. So that will be coming out every single month out of my business for this high level mentorship. So I want to give you a little background on my first year and what led me to making this decision. And then I'll give you the three reasons, what were the big pros that made this a no-brainer for me. Like it had to happen. And then I'm also going to tell you a really cool story too. If you're into signs and you have spiritual signs, I have the coolest synchronicity, God wink, spiritual sign story. It blows my mind. So I'm going to tell you that too, because it gives me chills. It's just the coolest thing. So a little bit of backstory. If you haven't heard this story before, very quickly, I have been in Melanie's world since summer of 2021 and quickly realized that this is my chick, right? Just like when it comes to finding a mentor, I've learned that it's not that one is necessarily the best, although we can argue that she's just like the best in so many different ways. And she really walks her talk. I mean, I could talk about it all day long. One day she will be on this podcast, which I'm very excited about. And I'll talk more about that. But also it needs to, you know, the mentor needs to be right for you. So there are a lot of people who, you know, just like I'm not the right mentor for them. Melanie isn't the right mentor for them. And it's not that she's not worth it or good enough. It's not that I'm not worth it or good enough. It's just that different people vibe with different people. So when I found her, I knew, I was like, oh, this is my person, you know? And it started with taking a program of hers and then getting into her membership. And then at the end of 2021, my business saw like a massive leap in revenue potential. And, you know, we went from making, you know, it was like 20-ish K months to consistent 50K months. And I just really saw the power of solid strategy and a solid firm grasp on your mindset and your energy, which is what Melanie is all about. And I saw that intangible money and revenue in my business, and not to mention like how I was feeling and the type of women that were coming into my world. So it was getting, you know, it was New Year's Eve. Well, actually, before I tell that, I'll say that I had inquired about Unity Mastermind, which is Melanie's only mastermind. She does like micro masterminds, like she's doing a matrix right now. So if you're ever wanting to test a mastermind experience with her, definitely hop into one of her matrices. Matrices? I don't know how to say matrix plural, but that's besides the point. So, but Unity is her one high level mastermind. The only other way to work with her at that level is private. So I had inquired about Unity, of course, prior to starting, and initially, of course, was sticker shook, right? Like, what? What's private? And then I heard private. I was like, what? So just totally mind blown. And also expanded, like, holy shit, this is so cool. Like, what's, I mean, if it's available to her, it's available to all of us. And also so incredible that she continues to offer this type of mentorship because she does not have to. So also so thankful for that. Anyway, so I inquired and, you know, sticker shook and was like, okay, maybe this time next year, maybe at the end of 2022, after I, whatever, prove to myself, make get up to 80K months or, you know, make $1 million or whatever I had in my mind, you know, whenever I prove myself worthy and that I'm capable of this level of investment in my business, then we'll dive in. So that was my vibe toward the end of the year. And then New Year's Eve 2021 happened. And listen, when you catch me on a good day, it's a good day. I'm just, some days when I feel in my power and the stars are aligned, I just, we've all experienced this, right? You've experienced this where you just, for whatever reason, you realize what a badass you are. And this is for all of us, but we don't always notice that. We don't always realize that. Well, lucky for me, December 31st, 2021 was one of those days for me. And I was celebrating making over 200K more than what we had previously anticipated for the year. And Chris and I, we were just, you know, we were celebrating, we were talking about our plans for the future and plans for his job and what he wanted to do and plans for my business. And it was just one of those really fun days where we're just talking about the potential, right? And also, I had realized as well that I had some extra money, some money for taxes that I had in my bank account that if I didn't spend by the end of the day on a business expense, then it would be just going straight to the IRS. So have a little extra jangle in my bank account that luckily I know how to spend properly, so I'm not just paying it again toward taxes. And I was just like, what do I want? And I knew that it was time for a coach, because prior to that, it had been a minute since I had invested in a high level mentor. I had taken a break a little bit. I've always believed in mentorship, and I'm always in some sort of mastermind or private coaching package or something, but I had taken a break for a while, and I was ready. I was ready. I felt like it was time, and I desired that kind of support to be at a new table. And I knew what Unity was, and I was like, oh, I don't know. So I was like, okay, well, maybe there's somebody else. Like, who else's table do I want to sit at? You know, like there's so many different options. But my heart and my soul was like, no, it's Melanie. That's it. Like, if I'm going to take this money and if I'm going to put it at least toward a mentor, that's where I want it to go. There was no other option. So I said, you know what? Let's go. I don't know. This could be I don't know what's going to happen past this point, but I'm going to decide that I am the type of woman who can handle this level of investment in her business. And not only that, but this is going to be one of the best business decisions I ever make, no matter how it goes, no matter how 2022 goes, no matter how much I use or don't use, no matter how she shows up or doesn't show up, no matter if I make the payments easily or if I struggle to make the payments, I don't care what it is. Like, the wisdom that I gain in this experience, I'm deciding right now will be the best decision that I make in my business. And I talked to Chris about it. And he said, you know what? I trust you with your business investments. So I said, cool. I reached out to Melanie that night. I was like, there's no way she's going to get back to me. She's probably having like the biggest party ever. And she responded and she was like, are you freaking kidding me? Let's go. And I transferred the money and it was a done deal. Signed the contract. It was a done deal. So that's how I ended up in Unity. And there was an energetic shift that happened in that moment. And I've talked about this before, but I'll just sum it up with this. There was me prior to making that decision and me after making that decision. Me prior was, I might be that person. One day I'll be that person who. And then in an instant, I went from I one day will be to I am. I might do that to I'm doing that. I possibly could be that person too. I am this person. This is who I am. I have decided. I take full responsibility for how this works out, regardless. Like, I take full responsibility. I'm in. I'm all in. Let's go. And that's how I went into the year. And if you've heard me talk about 2022 was freaking insane. It was wildly successful, my best year in business yet. I've hit, I touched six figure months in 2022. We surpassed revenue again for the year. It was just, I spoke on the stage for the first time, my first year with a full-time employee. So many incredible things happened. I brought a human into the world, just so much. And it worked out fantastic. So as far as my experience in Unity, let's talk about that. So what Unity includes is it has a rolling group Voxer with the rest of the women. And there's like, I can't remember how many people are in Unity. I think right now, maybe around 15 women. It's something, maybe a little less, somewhere around there. But that's about where it stays. I think max is 22, and there's a rolling Voxer, and you get four calls a year, one-on-one with Melanie, and it's supposed to be bi-weekly hot seat calls, group with Melanie, but it's since turned to weekly, which is really cool. So weekly, we get to meet as a group face-to-face. You get the AFE, so you get all of her programs as part of this as well. And I believe that's all that's included. So there were so many news for me, like new experiences for me in Unity, in that I had never been in that high level of a mentorship experience before. I, to this day, am the smallest business in the group, in the bunch. There were a couple of people in there who were about the same as me, but they've since graduated out. And now it's like me and then women who have, you know, multi-million dollar years. So I'm still the smallest business, which I love, by the way. At first I was like, oh gosh, you know, how do they feel about that? But also I'm like really proud of myself, because where else would I want to be, you know, than at a table with women who are doing exactly what I want to do and exactly what I know that, or playing at the level that I know that I want to play. So it was my first time at that high level of a group, in that high level of a group. It was also my first time in that long of a container. Previous to this, I think the longest mastermind I was in was maybe 6 months, 4 to 6 months, but mostly three. Anytime I've worked privately with somebody, it's around three-ish months, something like that. So I've never committed this long term to one mentor before. So many new things, right? Now, here's how I used it. I used this mentorship way less than I thought I would. Way less. I didn't know how I was going to use it, because I have my own mastermind, Muse Mastermind, and I'm in there all the time, right? Like, and I am the facilitator. I am, you know, the person who is hosting this mastermind, but we're in there all day talking, you know, all freaking day about all types of different things. And I love that. I love it so much. But what I found and what I've learned about myself, which I kind of already knew, but from the lens of a mentee, was that I get easily overwhelmed when it comes to group boxers. And, you know, the conversations in Unity are so, I can't tell you how many times I'm listening to a conversation, I'm like, this is above me. I cannot compute. I'm not there yet. I love it. And I'll sit here and I'll listen and I'm going to try and rise to the occasion, but damn, you know, but also the frequency of conversation. So I am introverted. So what I learned is, like, I already give so much to my people. And, you know, and then not to mention, I'm a mom and I'm a wife and I have a handful of friends, right? So, like, finding how Unity fits in just to my caliber for socialization, or like my, what's comfortable for my level of socialization, was super interesting, because at first I got super overwhelmed. And of course my mind was doing the thing of like, well, you're paying for it, so you need to use it and you need to be in here however much and learn and, you know, get on these chicks' levels. You know, so I definitely had some judgment about that too. But then coming out the other side, here's what I've realized, and what's helped me realize this, and we'll go into this too, of like, you know, my three reasons of why I decided to do this, but I've worked with enough women that I realize everybody uses mentorship differently. You know, there's everybody has different levels of needs. Everybody has different levels of, you know, what they want and how much they want to pop in. And, you know, so for me, I just don't need to be in the conversation so much. I'm kind of a lurker, and that's okay. I still get a ton out of the conversation. I also learned about myself, I don't have a lot of questions. And that was another thing that I judged myself on as well, because I would hear how many questions were being asked, and not just questions, but like question after question. They'd ask a question, get a response, and then have deepening questions. And I'm like, how do you come up with so many questions, you know, in Boxer, and then also private calls? And I'm like, am I dumb? Like, I don't have this many questions, and I don't even know how to formulate in that way. But I realized that that's just not the way that I learn. There are different learning styles too. So what's been really cool is I went through this whole kind of drama with myself where at first I got a little overwhelmed and I was like, is this too much? And then it was like, am I not enough? Right? Like, do I even fit in here? And am I even bringing anything to the table? Am I using this enough? Is this worth my investment? Is this worth my time? Does Melanie like me? Does she not like me? To coming out the other side and just realizing it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. All that matters is that I'm getting what I need out of it. That is all that matters. It doesn't, like, the frequency, and I'm kind of skipping ahead a little bit because, like, the second thing that I have for my three reasons why I decided to join was quality over quantity, right? So everybody's different. For me, it wasn't about the frequency that I popped in and got support, you know, so I keep jumping ahead, but yeah, I think if this had been a shorter container, if it had ended at 6 months, I would have been like, I don't know if that was the best move for me, but I personally grew so much and learned so much about myself being at this table and just witnessing myself and realizing the best ways that I prefer to learn and the best ways that I prefer to get support and take in support and be supported and integrate my own self and energy into these groups, which is invaluable because now going into a second year, I feel so much more at ease. I feel so much more confident in myself and trust myself more that if I don't have a question, that's okay. And if I do, and it doesn't matter what level I think the question is, that's okay. And I have that level of confidence in myself. So that really surprised me because I didn't know really what I was expecting, but with how the year was, I tapped in when I tapped in, and otherwise, you know, other than that, I just kind of let it be. But there's a reason why I'm signing up again, which we're going to get to. So I'm trying to think if there's anything else I need to add in as far as my first year was concerned. No, I think we should go ahead into the three reasons. So here's why I ultimately decided to sign another contract and go year two in Unity, because almost $187,000. I mean, that's almost the, let's see, that's two solid salaries for employees, maybe even three, depending if they're part-time or not, right? Like, there's so many different ways that we could use that money. So when I tell you, like, I really, really took this into consideration. And again, here are the three reasons why I ultimately decided to stay. So the first reason why, and I just want you to think of all of these two, because I know a lot of you listening, maybe you're in mentorship and you've had a certain experience, or you've had an experience in the past that left you burned, or you feel like it wasn't worth it, or you're considering mentorship. And I just think that this conversation can help you in your own experience, because I'm such a proponent for mentorship, and you're about to learn why. So the first reason why I decided to stay in Unity was, for the first time, I understand the value of long-term mentorship. I had never experienced that before. Prior to doing something like this, if I had seen a container that was longer than 6 months or even 6 months, I'd be like, well, I don't know. I don't know if I, like, how I'm going to feel in 6 months, let alone a freaking year. What if, right? Like, and our brain will do what the brain does, and it's going to fill in the blank with all of our worst case scenario fears. What if they do this? What if they don't do that? What if I do this? What if I don't do that? And longer containers, for me anyway, felt unattractive because of the fears of them. But I think you should do your due diligence when deciding to sign a long-term contract. So with Melanie, like I had shared, I had been in her world for about 6 months, maybe a little over or under 6 months. I had been in her programs. I yet watched her closely and saw again and again that if I want to, you know, part of hiring a mentor is hiring somebody who's a few steps and, or in this case, a lot of steps ahead of you. Somebody who is in some way, shape, or form doing what you desire to do. And she checked all those boxes for me. So this made me comfortable saying, you know what, I'm going to give 12 months a shot. Also, wow, how fast this year went blew my mind. And it might have been because I was pregnant and bringing in, you know, another child. And I have a toddler and, you know, growing this business and traveling as much as we did. And then, you know, losing my mom at the end of the year and the holidays, all of that, like, it just went by so fast for me too. But now, at the end of this year, knowing the value that I did get in the time that I was there, which we'll get into in the second reason that I stayed, it's like, okay, one, you have to ask yourself, do you still desire mentorship? Yes. Okay, so like, if the answer is yes, and I enjoyed my time with this person, why would I go anywhere else? She knows me now. She knows my values. She knows my business. She knows my kids. You know, she knows what I went through and what I did and overcame last year. She knows my fears. She's learning how I BS myself, right? And like somebody who's new to you or who's only worked with you a few months, there's only so much that, you know, nuance that they can pick up on where they're like, wait a second, we've been here before, right? Like after a year, you have a relationship with somebody. This is not really easy to build. Maybe unless it's like a one-on-one experience, you can obviously build a relationship a lot faster, but in a group experience, a year is kind of an optimal amount of time to really build a solid foundation and relationship with somebody. I trust her. I know her. She trusts me. She knows me. When you have a good thing going with somebody, why stop unless there are other reasons to stop, right? But like, there was no way that I would go, like there was no other option. Like if I didn't continue to go through with Unity, if I decide not to sign another contract, that I would have moved on to another person. That's just, that would have been so counterproductive to me. Now, this is just my experience. You have to understand why you're looking for a mentor, you know, and if there was another avenue that I was wanting to learn and master, and it was a type of avenue or business that Melanie wasn't proficient at, then that would be a different story. But I'm still on the same journey that I was last year with a few shifts. So of course I'm going to stay, you know? So my first reason for deciding to make this big decision was long-term mentorship is so valuable, so much so. And I see the value in it and I've seen how it supported me so much that I shifted my own containers at the start of this year to reflect more of a long-term mentorship. Because last year and years prior, I would have, in my mastermind, for example, would be a 3-month commitment. But again, in a group setting, 3 months is not that long of time. And if I work with somebody, I want to get things done. I want to move the needle with you. I want to get to know you. I want you to want to stay in my world because we're making big moves together and you can only do so much in 3 months. So that's why we shifted the Muse Mastermind to 6 and 12 month options. And I will continue to do that because I get it now. And just the awareness of if I had stopped at 6 months with Melanie, I don't think I'd feel the same way about my time with her as I do now, simply because it wasn't enough time, at least for me. So that was a big one. Reason number two, why I decided to invest and make this level of investment again, is the quality over quantity. And understanding the concept of collapsing time. So while it was my experience, and this is just my experience, I didn't, quote, need her often. I wasn't needy. I wasn't in the Voxer all the time. I probably asked, I kid you not, maybe under 10 questions like over the year, just in Voxer, and maybe a couple on the hot seat calls. I think I've cashed in two calls with her. I mean, I'm chill. Okay. And it just naturally happened that way. My goal wasn't to be like her chill client or anything stupid like that, but just that's just how it naturally organically happened. So I didn't, quote, need her often, but the times that did come up where I was like, oh, wait, whoa, 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 wait a second. I felt like I did need her expertise and I desired her support and her wisdom on a certain situation. It was those times that made that investment invaluable. And the reason why is because I know for a fact that by having her in my corner, being able to reach out to her at any time with whatever issue that I was having at the time or anything that I needed to work through myself, having her in my back pocket where I could be like, hey, what's your take on this? How have you handled this? It allowed me to move through that situation so much faster than I know for a fact I would have been able to on my own. There's one instance in particular that happened between me and Sarah, my team member, where it was just a situation. It wasn't bad. It was just a situation. I had never had an employee before. And this situation I had never dealt with. I didn't know the way to handle it from a business owner perspective in a way that made both parties happy. And this is something that she has dealt with herself, right? So like being able to say, hey, let's pause this conversation and being able to get my mentor's take on it and how she's handled it and what she's learned in hindsight and through the wisdom of her own experience, I could say, okay, that's amazing. I'm going to come at it from the same angle. Or, okay, that's interesting. Now you've given me different ideas that I can take to my business. And in this circumstance that I'm referring to specifically, the exact way that she does it in her business, I now do it in my business. And it was a game changer. And I was able to, in a day, work through what I know would have taken me way longer. There's no way to know how much longer, but it was a very high stress situation for me because I didn't feel equipped. But again, having her in my corner, I was able to collapse time. So being able to move through issues way faster than I would have solo made those moments I did need support, although fewer than most in the group, it made it so much worth my time and investment. And another way that I've explained this too, that I think of high level mentorship or any mentorship really is it's like insurance in a way. You know, like you don't get insurance because you're expecting there to be a problem, but you get insurance in the chance that there is, in the chance. And I'm not saying you only use mentorship when you have problems. That's not what I'm saying. But for me, it was the times that I was having an issue or having a problem or dealing with some sort of internal back and forth with myself. It was in those moments that I was so thankful I had the insurance of a mentor to lean back on versus being like, well, shoot, who can I call? Who can I talk with? Because I personally don't have friends doing what I do, or at least at the level that I want to do it yet, you know, that I can just reach out to and ask these levels of questions. So that was incredible. So that's the second reason. The third reason why I decided to do this for another year is this group, this table that I decided to create a seat at is a constant reminder of who I am and what's available to me. It is a constant reminder of me in my highest level of power, if that makes sense. When I decided to join Unity, like I said, it was this moment where I was at my highest frequency, my highest level of intelligence, my highest level of confidence and belief. And I'm not saying that you always make business decisions from that place. You still consider it, you know. Actually, if you know anything about human design, I'm an emotional authority. So I'm actually not supposed to make decisions from a level of high. I'm supposed to make it from a neutral place. And I would argue that's probably smart to not make it at least impulsive decisions. But this was something that I've been going back and forth on for quite some time. So, you know, I ultimately decided yes, this is what I want. And I know it's what I want. And I ultimately pulled the trigger from a place of high. And I saw how I came out the other side from making a decision in that place, right? I saw how that worked out for me. It worked out really freaking well. And this place is just a reminder again, because I am the smallest person at the table. And even if I wasn't, even if I, you know, was shoulder to shoulder with these women, we're all the common denominator that we have in this group, and that it's probably true for most high level masterminds or you know, any kind of high level mentorship experience, the common thread is that we just want to be the best at what we do. We want to reach our highest level potential, and we dare to dream really big and to actually go for it, right? It's past the point of talking and dreaming. It's like, no, we're going for it. That's the common denominator, no matter what business we're in or industry or how far along or how not far along you are, we have that in common. So to know that that table is always available, to know that there is always a seat, no matter how busy I am, no matter how stressed I am, no matter how uncertain of myself or down or whatever the situation is delivering to me on a particular day, knowing that I always have a seat at that table, at least for the next year, is worth its weight in gold. It's the days, I will say, the days where I have something really big to celebrate, the days that I make a really bold declaration, I can't just reach out to, even bringing some of this stuff to Chris, it's like he gets it and he gets me and he's the most supportive of me, but it's not the same as sharing it in a room of people who are also going for something just as big for them, or who has done it, or until you've done that yourself, it's really hard to relate to. And he does it in his own right, for sure. But it's just different, the type of business, you know? So having that space to come in and celebrate and share bold declarations to people who get it, who aren't going to look at you like you're freaking crazy. And then also on the flip side, having that place when I am doubting myself, when I am forgetting, I'm just having a day where I'm kind of reverting back to old ways of thinking and fear patterns and, you know, a frequency that it's not my best. Knowing that I can come and lean in is just, it's been so, so nice, right? Just knowing that I don't even have to necessarily use it, right? And this brings me back to the insurance analogy. It's like, I don't have to use my insurance every single day to be thankful for it or for it to make me feel secure, right? I don't have to use the Voxer every day or have to have face-to-faces with Melanie every day. There's been days in a row I haven't tapped in, but just knowing it's there gives me this level of security and confidence that translates on so many different levels. I just move differently because of that, because I have a team who has my back. I have, you know, this mentor who has my back, that if I do stumble, if I do fall, if I do doubt, I'm supported. And that's been a game changer. Another thing too, that has been so valuable, is even though I am the smallest business in the room, I see these other women who are, you know, multi-million dollar business owners. We just had a member of Unity who hit $1 million day in sales, but these sales were being paid out like within a matter of 2 weeks. Can't even fathom, right? But the coolest thing about this is what I wasn't expecting. I don't know what I was expecting coming to this, but what I wasn't expecting is for us to be so similar. The doubts, the fears that I have, the days where I lack confidence and I'm just like in a down, like we're all the same, no matter what level you're at. Even Melanie, right? Like she shares with us, you know, we're all super transparent in there. And, you know, she also shares with us when she's struggling or whatever. And I just, I think sometimes it's really easy when you see from afar somebody that is hitting something or doing something that you aspire to that you haven't done yet. It's really, really easy to put them on a pedestal and assume that they don't have the same insecurities or fears, or they don't deal with the same things that you deal with. Or, you know, it's just like, oh, they probably, clearly they have it all figured out. No, they don't. No, they don't. And seeing that gave me this calmness, right? Where I stopped feeling guilty and judging myself for being a human, because we're all just humans. They're just a few steps ahead of me. They just have continued to maneuver past the challenges and the doubt and the fear a little bit longer, maybe a little bit faster than I have in the past. So seeing that has given me such permission to trust my own seasons in life, that it's not always going to be go, go, go. And, you know, balls to the wall energy. Like there's definitely seasons to this, just like any creator or artist goes through. And also we're not alone. Everybody, the problems don't go away. The insecurities don't go away. You just get more adept at moving through them and processing them. And you just take it for what it is versus judging it and resisting it. So that has been absolutely incredible for me. So to wrap this up, I want to tell you the story about the sign that I asked for, because I'm just a big believer in signs. I ask for signs all the time, but it's been a minute since I've gotten something so concrete. This is just really cool. So I knew that my contract was coming up. And I had decided, okay, once February hits, it's time to like really weigh this decision and decide. Obviously, like a decision needed to be made, right? So I'm taking a walk. This is like beginning of February. I'm on a walk and I'm thinking about Unity and, you know, trying to decide what I'm going to do and weighing the pros and the cons and, you know, what you do as a business owner. And I started praying out loud to God. And I said, look, I want to do this. There are arguments for staying in. There's arguments for staying out. I would love a sign if it's for my highest good and for the highest good of all, for me to remain in Unity for at least another year. Send me a sign, make it obvious for me. And I closed my eyes and the very first thing that came to my mind was yellow flowers. That was just instant came to my mind. So I said, okay, yellow flowers. If it's for my highest good and the highest good of all, for me to stay in this group, send me yellow flowers. So I know that like this is your wink to move forward confidently. And if it's not in my highest good and for the highest good of all, and if it's time to move on for whatever reason, send me red, right? So that was the beginning of February. Now a few days pass and I'm driving down the road and I look out the side of the road and in a ditch as I'm driving, there's this perfect line of yellow daffodils. So these were not here prior. These like spring is just now starting to slightly spring over here in where I live in Middle Tennessee. And I looked, I was like, oh, those are yellow flowers. But we've all done this where you get a sign and it's like, but is that the sign? Right? Like I was kind of, you know, thinking maybe they'd end up like Cruz would give me one or, you know, like it. Yes, that was what I asked for, but I was doing the thing that the mind does. So I was like, so I said, because I had more time, which, you know, this is a good tip for you. If you're looking for a sign for something, give yourself some time, not just like 24 hours if you can. And I had a couple of weeks. So I was like, okay, I see it. Thank you. More bold, please. Let's make this more bold. So I'm driving. Okay. Maybe a week passes. Nothing. And I am now headed to Nashville with my sister, and we're going to get a tattoo together. Just funsies. And we're driving down the same road, and the daffodils are still there. And because we have conversations about signs all the time, especially for our mom. And I was like, hey, let me tell you this story, and I want you to give me your honest opinion on how you would feel about this. So I gave her the backstory about Unity, and that I asked for a sign, and, you know, the yellow daffodils, which we're seeing on the side of the road. I said, would you take that as like the obvious sign? Like, would you see that and be like, okay, that's it? Because I was like, I don't know. Like, I wish it was more bold. And she was like, yeah, I think I would definitely want it to be more bold too. So I was like, yeah, I've asked for a more bold sign, so we'll see. That was it, right? Ended conversation, move on to something else. So we get into Nashville, and I get out of the car, and I pull up my phone, I pay for the parking spot, and you know how you just like, out of habit, pull up Instagram and like tap on people's stories because we're just standing there for some reason. The very first story I pull up was yellow daffodils. The whole screen, somebody I was following had taken a picture of yellow daffodils, and it had filled the whole screen. It wasn't like a far off picture. It was like the whole screen in front of me was yellow daffodils. This was the very first story that I pulled up once we got to Nashville, not 15 minutes after me and my sister had this conversation about the sign. And I screenshot it and I showed my sister, and I was like, you've got to be kidding me. She was like, well, if that ain't a sign, I don't know what is. So I was like, oh my gosh. And I got chills, and I was like, okay, this is cool. This is what I wanted. So this is it. Like, it cannot get more obvious than this in my mind. So I'm like, cool, I'm going to sign up for Unity. But wait, this gets better. Okay. So we do our thing, and it was either that night or the next day, I reached out to Melanie's team and I said, hey, I would love details on signing up for another year of Unity. And we got that process started. And within a few days later, I signed the contract. And this is something, just side note, that I've been practicing. Like, if I ask for a sign and I get it, I move. I don't, to me, this builds my confidence in my own self. This also, to me, is, it's just like a, I think it builds a confidence with spirit and with source too, that like, we ask for something, and when we get it, we move, you know, and like, it's an agreement in a way. Like, if you send me this, I'm going to do this. Right. So like, I honored that kind of commitment that I had made with God. Like, okay, I'm. You send me the sign, I'm going to do it. I trust. So I signed the contract. This was Monday as I record this. And I get into Unity Voxer, and I'm celebrating. And I'm like, I just signed up for another year of Unity. I'm so excited. This was a big decision, but I'm so freaking thankful that I'm not leaving this group in a couple of weeks. And Melanie happened to be in the Voxer at the time, and she made me feel so good. And she was celebrating with me. And I just, something in my spirit was like, tell her the story about the yellow daffodils. Like, I know she'll love this story. So I was like, Melly, I have to tell you this really cool story of like what kind of pushed me over the edge. And I told her the whole story. And she said, Allie, I have full body chills. You wait. And I sent her the picture. She boxers me, and she's crying. And I'm not going to share. I'm just going to share the most important part, because it's a personal thing. But long story short, her sign between her and her grandma are yellow daffodils. And she had been praying for a sign from her grandma specifically for whatever reason. We had talked about that. And like literally the day prior was looking for that. And the sign she had been praying for was the sign that I had just brought to her in this image, and also was my sign to stay in her world. So I want you just to think of the complexity, feel into the complexity of this. I could have asked for anything. I could have asked for any sign. Why I chose yellow. I've never asked for yellow flower sign before. I don't even like color, right? Like flowers weren't even blooming yet. I didn't even consider, it wasn't even, it was just like, it came so fast. And I'm starting to realize, like, when I think back on this whole situation, to me, it has God written all over it. It was divine. Like the synchronicity, it's too much. It's too good for especially with the Melanie piece added into it. It's like, how can you argue that? That's not a freaking coincidence. So now I'm backtracking and I'm like, okay, what did it feel like when I asked for the sign? What did it feel like when I decided that I was going to tell Melanie about that? And it was so, the feeling that I had was so subtle. It wasn't like when you think of God winks, or when you think of signs, or like sometimes you're looking for like a literal lightning bolt, you know, or like a jolt of like, this is what you should do. And it's going to be so obvious. But at least with my experience with this particular instance, it was so subtle. It was the tiniest whisper of like, you should mention this. Yellow flowers. You should tell her this. I so easily could have discredited it or overthought it. Like, I don't want to tell her. What if she thinks it's weird, or that like it's weird that I'm asking for a sign to make like a giant investment in my business, even though I know like she of all people wouldn't. But there's so many ways I could have been like, I'm not going to waste her time and tell her this story. I'm just going to keep it simple. But because I listened to that tiny, tiny, tiny little nudge, that little whisper, I got to have this really cool experience with her at the start of year two, you know? So I had to share that because I feel like a lot of you will really appreciate that. And if that's not your thing, that's all good too. But anyway, that's what I have for you today. I hope this served you. I hope this brought up maybe some ideas for you in your own business, or emboldened you in some ways, in whatever way that you would prefer to be emboldened when it comes to high level mentorship or whatever, any investment in your business, really. I hope this served you. If so, please let me know. Tag me on Instagram. Shoot me a review. I love to hear from you and how this episode impacted you. So that's all I have for now. I hope you have a fabulous rest of your day. I will see you here next week.